the story around how he got chosen to play for England in the first place. They were deciding between two players. The head of selectors said, "Oh, let's take both of them." And then, so they wrote his name down. And he ended up in the touring party.
God help me. Magnificent from Watson.
He's magnificent back. By Watson.
He came off a career low Monday and he's now hitting a career high. So bad was he on Monday. He dragged himself from the program with half an hour to go. He said, "No, I'm off." And he's back now in rare touch. G'day, Sammy.
Hello there, Gary. Hello, Tim. I'm still getting over the cheese car from earlier on. Prince Charles.
Sam's
what was the Gouda? Gouda got to mention.
Sam's here for Sutton Tools. Drill the Aussie way. Drill with Sutton Tools. 7:30 tonight. All over.
Yeah, it is. We're into the final, 11 hours now, the trade period. So 13 players have switched clubs via trade and free agency, Gary. Not the most prolific of trade periods, but nevertheless, we rage on. So a number of deals still roadblocked. One of the most difficult, I'm sure you've spoken about already this morning, was agreed to late last night, and it paves the way for Jordan Dawson, of course, to join Sydney after crossing from Sydney. And that trade will be lodged shortly after midday, Tim, when the official paperwork can be lodged before the 7:30 deadline. They like to just build the crescendo, the AFL. I'm not sure they're going to get it this year, but we might get some real late ones. So there were so many versions of this deal, but ultimately it is Melbourne's future first-round pick that the Crows acquired last Wednesday that gets it done. So Bobby Hill, Collingwood have come for him. We know that. Significant interest. Hill's determined to get to Essendon. So while Jason McCartney said yesterday, Gary, that the deal was unlikely to get done, and he told Bobby that, it did progress further in their hours thereafter. And as of last night, talks are pretty positive between Adrian Dodaro at Essendon and Jason McCartney at GWS. So the Bombers have offered their future second-round pick, but the expectation from Essendon is, as is always the case now, they want something back, Gary. Give us a future third rounder. I'm not sure the Giants are going to go for that.
Throw in a 62 and then get on with it.
So that's where it sits at the moment.
Did you also hear that they may have put Bobby Hill on the stand, his management? Did you hear this story yesterday?
Put him on the stand?
Yeah, put him out there. Get him to do an interview.
And?
And, well, just plead his case. I think there was
tug at the old heartstring job. That was going to be on the cards at one stage.
But aborted?
Hasn't happened yet.
Could get to that.
Stand by.
Could get to that. But anyway, they're progressing at least. So Jordan Clark, though, they're not progressing at all. Complete and utter stalemate. Still over the 19 and 22. Frio think 22 is fair. The Cats want 19. And if it is to be 22, they want something else on top, perhaps a future third-round pick. Jordan Clark's waiting over there in Perth. I think he even might have moved in for with his manager there for a period of time to wait it out. He's still contracted at the Cats.
Tense, I'm told. Very tense.
Oh, it would be a nightmare for him to have to go back, put the hoops on again for another year, which is possible because he's contracted for one more. Fremantle have offered him a four-year deal. I think if anyone's going to blink here, it's the Dockers. They've just come so far. Wouldn't it be horrible if they couldn't get the player there?
I feel that Jordan's not got a ticket in his mind to come back to Geelong anytime soon.
It was just a one-wayer?
No, I reckon it's a one-wayer.
Has he packed up his joint in Geelong?
I don't know that, but of course Geelong can call the bluff and say, "Well, I don't care, you'll get a one-wayer back." But right now, I don't think he's got a one-wayer.
Cats have been here before.
And the Hawk rode into town yesterday too.
They've got a cough up, I think was the phrase he used.
What colour steed did he ride in on?
Big white horse. He had a big black hat on though.
Old Town Road style, do you reckon? Indeed. So they're talking tough, the Cats, but so is Jordan Clark and his management. He did kick the tyres last year, but this year he's gone full bore to try and force the move home to Fremantle. Peter Laddams has done everything but get to Sydney. He's met with them. He's met with John Longmire. He's nominated them. He's even trained with some of their players in Adelaide who are based there.
He's been down to Bondi and bought himself some budgie smugglers as well.
Started yoga.
He's got a Sydney tattoo and everything, but as of yet, no agreement. I'm hearing 31 gets it done, and Sydney would pay the entirety of that contract. So while that's perhaps a little bit further back in the draft than Port have wanted, they're wanting a first rounder. They've told everyone that.
Take 31, get on with it.
I've been told he's going to play for nothing. He just wants 5 yoga sessions a week for 4 years.
So if Sydney stump up that back-ended contract, the final year of it, and then obviously offer him a longer-term deal than that, I think 31 becomes more relevant and appealing to Port Adelaide. Tristan Cherry, however you want to pronounce it, has become one of the more fascinating negotiations just by virtue of the fact
that
North Melbourne and St Kilda are so far apart, Gary. Now, I know you say, who is Tristan Cherry?
No, I say with respect, I don't know why this would be holding anything up.
Well, that's what makes it so fascinating. So the players seen Callum Coleman-Jones come in and his manager said, we can't stay here. St Kilda are looking for ruck depth. It's all about your opportunity. You've got 1 year to go on a contract at North Melbourne. We fear what happens after that. Let's get you somewhere where you can add another year off the bat, 2 years, and safeguard your future a little bit. But the St Kilda offer for Tristan Cherry is so light on with a swap of picks and such that the Kangaroos would effectively be giving him away for nothing.
Okay,
for
nothing. But if that's the case, then St Kilda have got to up the ante. They can't just sit there
they
and be
should.
Smart, Alex. They should say, listen, we know he's not Todd Goldstein, but we are prepared to give you something.
That's right. They think, St Kilda think that he's ready to explode. Right. He's ripe.
He's a cherry ripe.
Oh, jeepers. So North saying a future second rounder has to be involved. And, of course, the Saints won't offer that. So it's hard to see it happening
That's
at the moment.
That's too much.
It
future
is too much.
Seconds too much. They're way,
and come, North know that. But they want to keep him.
Come to the party. You St Kilda know you're trying to get it for nothing, North. Yeah. You're being stupid. Come to the middle ground and get it done.
So anyway, we'll see what happens there. But
what's happened to the mediator that everybody used to talk about when these deals couldn't get done? Wasn't there at some stage the AFL?
Take that job back.
The AFL, well, didn't they have some mediation process?
There has been something recently on that. Was it last year? Was it as recent as 12 months ago where we had a mediation session that never?
Exactly. Yeah. There's something like that happened last year.
I'll take it. But give me another one. I'll pick it off for you.
So anyway, well, we've got the stuck rucks, the merry-go-round. You might be required for this one, Gary, because it could be a three-way trade.
What is it?
It's Johnny Segler. Of course, we've spoken about it ad nauseum. It is from Hawthorn to Geelong, which releases Darcy Fort from Geelong to Brisbane Lions, and Collingwood send Max Lynch to Hawthorn, given they've lost Johnny Segler. So it could end up being a three-way trade. I think Brisbane and Geelong have found common ground when it comes to Darcy Fort, but Segler to Geelong,
well, he's worth more than the other two, just marginally.
Yeah, but there's money's a big part of this because he's
if they pay the money.
Yep, and that's what they're haggling.
Tick, off. Next.
No, I think I've exhausted your patience. So that's where we're at today. We've got, about 11 hours to go in the trade period for this year. And maybe we get one in the final minute, a la Adam Treloar this time last year.
11:16 SEN Trade Radio, the only places to be today because you'll hear it first here. Well done. You've been outstanding, Sammy, through this whole period. And we love you and appreciate your work. You've even shaved half your head off. That's how excited you get during the trade period.
Oh, God. I've gone away with the hat. The secret's out.
You've become a hero to my sons. I think they reckon you were half whacked when you did it.
Possible.
Brazen Brando was our omen bet last
year. There we go.
Half head second at $4. Not bad.
What did it pay for a second place?
Well, that's each way odds $4. So
you get your money back?
Yeah.
That's better than bank interest.
Yep, exactly.